lesson on Friday, I read through a passage in Romans chapter 5, and if you want to open your Bibles there, I'll be reading there in a second. I said we'd be coming back to it this morning. There's a phrase in that chapter that, it really strikes me whenever we partake of the Lord's Supper. But starting in Romans 5, starting in verse 6, "For while we were still helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, perhaps for the good man someone might even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." One would hardly die for a righteous man. That's the phrase that sticks out in my mind a lot when I think about this. A few years back, I was informed about a story I had never heard before because of a Hollywood movie about a guy named Desmond Doss, who was the only person ever to win the Medal of Honor without firing a shot. You may have seen the movie or read books about him or heard about this guy, but because of his strict personal religious beliefs, he was uncomfortable holding a gun, and he also said, I can't kill anybody. But he wanted to serve. He loved his country, and he wanted to help people out, so he went to World War II as a medic. And in one of the battles that they had to climb a cliff, a very dangerous proposition to take an enemy position against the Japanese soldiers, and honestly took very heavy casualties. But without being armed, he lowered injured soldier after injured soldier down that cliff so that they could be saved. Otherwise, they would have been abandoned and died. He ended up, in his efforts, saving over 70 people, including some Japanese soldiers, as he delivered them down there to be treated with their wounds. And I think about that. I mean, a normal medic who loved his country, who loved his fellow brothers in arms, he'd probably do whatever it took to, save his fellow soldiers. I mean, you build a camaraderie in the military, you'd take a bullet for your squad, you'd jump on a grenade for them. But the idea that he would take the time to specifically heal the enemy, to treat their wounds, to me, that's part of what makes his story so astonishing. That's not normal. That's not normal. And in a very lesser degree, that is what Jesus Christ did. Jesus Christ did something far greater than Desmond Doss did in the military in World War II. While we were yet enemies, while we were yet sinners, while we were the godless, in fact, what did Jesus say while hanging on the cross? He said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." Luke records that in his account. We were the enemies, and yet he gave his life so that we could live. It's the understatement of the century, of ever, to say he demonstrates his great love for this. We can't even put words on it. We can't describe the love of God. It's so high and mighty. But you see, the thing is, Jesus didn't think of you and I as enemies. We were. We were enemies against the cross. Everybody who was guilty of sin. But we see over in John chapter 15 how Jesus really thought of us. He thought of his disciples, and he thought of anybody he died for. In John 15, starting in verse 12, "This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing, but I've called you friends for all things that I have heard from my Father, I made known to you. You do not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so you'd go and bear fruit. Your fruit would remain, so whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you. This is my command, that you love one another." You see, Jesus died for us. Why would a good man, a perfectly innocent man, die for us who were his enemies? It's because he did not view us as his enemies, even though we were. He died for us because he viewed us as friends. And he commands us to do likewise. How powerful, while we were yet sinners. I want to leave you with one last passage before we take of the emblems of the Lord's Supper. John 3:16 is probably one of the more famous Bible verses. If anybody has heard anything from the Bible, they've heard about God's love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But 1 John 3:16, it makes it easy to remember, is about Christ's love. 1 John 3:16. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. That's how we know that Jesus loves us. The Bible tells us so. It's about his love, that he laid down his life so that we could live. While we were yet enemies, he viewed us as friends. In just a few moments, we're going to take of the Lord's Supper. We're going to take of the unleavened bread. And with that, we are remembering his body, that he did come down and take on flesh, and that his body was killed on the cross for us. We're going to take the fruit of the vine afterwards. We're going to remember the blood that he shed, the innocent blood, so that we could end up having salvation, the blood that washes away our sins. So we'll now have Lord's Supper.